Hey, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin here. Welcome to another Sunday Mindset Message here. I'm your host, Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin, and we're going to talk about how music is... Music is keeping you broke and busted here. Okay, music. How many of you love to listen to music? Comment below. And I want you to be very honest here, okay? Happy Sunday, by the way. And I want everybody to be honest with me. How many of you listen to music in your car when you work out? You listen to music to calm down. You listen to music to feel inspired. You listen to music to get motivated. Maybe some of you listen to music when you wake up in the morning as well. But how many of you use music almost like medicine? Something to change your mood, to get you in the mood, or to put you in a different state of mind, okay? And I think everybody. But I want to share something with you here, how music can keep you broke and busted and average. How music can be very debilitating to the mind and to actions that you need to take that you're not taking. Opportunities that you need to take a leap of faith on, and you're not doing that. And if you're brand new to the Sunday Mindset Message, my name is Wesley Virgin. I'm a young black man from Houston, Texas. Also, I am a self-made millionaire. I go live every Sunday to give you the message for the week. And this is just a millionaire speaking to people who want to be millionaires, people that want to increase their quality of life. I do this pro bono. It is all free. I don't charge a dime to do this. I do this because I love you. I do this because it fulfills me. And I also do this because it is my purpose to do this for you. To have anybody that wants help, assistance, or any type of guidance as they continue to navigate their life. It doesn't matter if you're a teenager, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, or even 70s. Everybody can get some value from these Sunday Mindset Messages. So please, if you don't mind, smash the like button. If you, if you've been here before, I do appreciate that. That could be your offering to me. Or you can also just tag someone below or share this out, because I'm going to break down music in a way that you've never heard before. You've never heard it this way, because many of us don't realize how powerful music is and how music does condition and shape our beliefs here. So I remember in my later 20s, obviously I was not rich. I didn't have $1 billion. As a matter of fact, I had about $1,000 in the bank account at the age of 28, 29 years old. I had just came back from overseas. I was a contractor for the government for a while, and I decided to come back to Houston, Texas to live my life and take care of my children. And at that time, obviously, just like most of you, when I was going to work, I was jamming my music. When I was working, I was jamming my music. When I would wake up in the morning, I would jam my music. You know, when I wanted to disconnect, I would jam my music. And I remember reading a book, and now maybe I'll give you this book at the end of this live here. I remember reading a book, and the book said that what you listen to is shaping your beliefs. And at that time, I got really involved with self-development. And I didn't understand why I was trying so much. Like, I was doing a lot of things, a lot of different opportunities, trying to make money. And I didn't realize why I was not making progress. How many of you are there right now? Like, you're doing a lot of stuff, but you're not making progress. Like, you don't see the money. The money's not coming in. And you're investing money, but you're not getting the return. Well, let me explain why, especially if you listen to music. And I think over 95% of the world definitely listen to some type of music, especially in the West, in America, in the United States of America here. But listen up. In the book, it says, I'm going to paraphrase, it says, whatever you listen to, including music, is shaping you. And as a matter of fact, music, it's more powerful than a conversation with a human being. Like right now, you're listening to me, right? You may be listening to me on your iPhone, your iPad, or your laptop. You're listening to my voice. But if you begin to hear music, Music can automatically put you emotionally in a state of happiness, sadness, hope, depression, motivation. Music can do that. It makes you feel a certain way. And I think we all can understand when you begin to feel a certain way, whatever you hear while you're feeling a certain way, well, what you're hearing begins to, your mind begins to inculcate the information. Let me give you an example. Okay, I'm going to break this down to you so you can really understand how powerful music is. You ever listen to a love song and you was able to relate to the love song and you started to feel love, or you start to miss the person that you used to be with, or even the love song starts to give you advice, like even though it's a song, but based off what the singer is singing, you start to apply it to your current love life. How many of you ever did that? Okay. I think we all have done that, right? You can listen to a song and start missing your man, start missing your girlfriend, start missing your ex. Does that make sense? Because music has the ability and the power to allow your mind to go in the past, to think about older memories. It knows how to trigger you that way. But not just that. Music also, as you listen to it, there's a part of your mind called the unconscious part, which starts to absorb the mind and starts to absorb the lyrics. I give you an example. How many of you right now know a song that if that song will play, you can sing it? Just think about it. Think about your favorite Usher song. You got it bad and you know it, man. And I'm coming right back. Right? I'm not a great singer, but you know what I'm talking about. Or maybe this song by Beyonce. I'm a single woman. I'm a single woman. I'm a single lady. I'm a single. Like, if that song started to play, majority of women could sing that song line by line. Right? Now, let's go deeper. Even a Drake song. But let's think about it for a second. The question is this. Now, you have to, I want you to put your thinking cap on. Why can a person listen to music and after listening a few times, they know every word in the song? Like, how is that possible? I didn't rehearse it. You didn't write it down. But yet, if you hear it about five or four or three times, I remember I had an ex-girlfriend. She could listen to a song one time and she could repeat the lyrics. It's fascinating. Now, why is that possible? I'm going to tell you why. Because music, on a scientific level, is nothing but vibration. It's frequencies. Okay? Obviously, we know it as music, but actually, it's frequency. It's a frequency that you're listening to. And your ears, it doesn't really listen. It's a vibration that it feels. Does that make sense? Like, we call it sound, but actually, it's a vibration with frequency. And vibration and frequency can trigger your emotions. It can trigger dopamine chemicals in your mind. Dopamine is the neurotransmitter in the brain that's responsible for happiness, by the way. That's why some of you can get happy immediately. You can feel happy by listening to the song by Pharrell. I'm so happy. And I'm so happy. Right? You start feeling good for no reason. Because it triggers the dopamine neurotransmitter in the mind. Now, listen. The reason why you can recite every word, and even though you didn't consciously try to even remember this, you didn't even try to do it, because the music, since it triggers the dopamine chemical that causes happiness, it makes the brain more malleable, which means it just relaxes the mind. When the mind is relaxed, it's almost like when you're in a trance, almost like when you're watching TV, almost like when you're making love or making out with your girlfriend. You're in a very relaxed state of mind. You're not thinking about anything. when you're at that level of relaxation, anything that you hear, your brain will assimilate it. It will begin to hardwire. That's why when, you know, people listen to rap songs and, you know, Guns, Big Booty Woman, you know, whatever, you know, they think it doesn't affect them. But now you'll start to see the world that way, right? You ever heard a song and you say, man, that's a good message in that song. But that song is not only a good message. Now, that song and those lyrics are a part of your belief structure. You will start to make decisions based off of that. If you hear a song that, oh, I got to get the money, you know, I got to get the girls, I got to go to the club. Think about it. You know, think about the average man that makes a lot of money. A lot of men that make a lot of money, they buy nice fancy cars. The men that make a lot of money, they go to the club, they throw money up in the air. Like, why do they do that? Well, just listen to the music. Like, the music is responsible for a lot of decisions that people, that we all make. Like the average guy, the average NBA player, think about it. When he makes some money, what is the first thing to do? Buy a house and a car. Well, that's what they talk about in rap songs. Buy a house, buy a car, and get a bunch of women. And that's exactly what they do. And that's what the average man do, by the way. Some men don't because they don't listen to rap music. Like, think about a man by the name of Mark Zuckerberg. He owns Facebook. That's called Meta now. Meta. He's been in one relationship, I think, in his entire life. Like, he wasn't partying in clubs. He didn't, I don't even think he owns a fancy car. Right? Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but what I want you to understand is the music shapes us in ways that's responsible for our beliefs. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? Okay? So in the book says, so Wesley, what you listen to is shaping you. And if you listen to music, it's conditioning you, almost controlling you. So I made a decision to stop listening to music. Okay? I stopped. 100%. And listen, that is no easy feat. I remember being in network marketing at the age of 29. I remember being in network marketing with my cousin and one of my friends. And when I told my cousin and my friend, said, hey, guys, we got to stop listening to music. At the time, we was listening to Jim Rohn, Dennis Whaley, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, like every day, right? And I said, hey, guys, we got to stop listening to music. You know what my friend said? He said, I can't do that. He said, music is therapeutic for me, Wes. And I get it. Some of you might agree. It's therapeutic. But music, unless you're a musician, it will not make you rich. And it's different. Now, if you're a musician, you're a singer, of course you need to listen to music because that's your artistry. That's your skill that you're building. But most of you are not singers, and most of you can't sing anyway. So if you're trying to sing, I wouldn't even go in the industry in the first place. But my friend said, I can't do it. He said he couldn't do it. He said, I can't, man. And let me tell you where he is right now. He's in the same, and that was like 15 years ago. He's in the same, if not worse, situation right now. He's still not successful. He's still average. He's still trying to figure it out. Still not making $100,000 a year because he decided that he had to listen to music because music is like a drug. It really is. But the issue is the lyrics that you're listening to is the problem. It's not really about the frequency of the song or the beat or the tempo. That's not the problem. The issue is, the problem is the actual lyrics, which is the reason why I created what is called Dream Riz. I want you to comment the word Dream Riz. Spell that for me, and I'm going to tell you why I'm telling you to do this in a second. Dream Riz, R-I-Z-Z. I want everybody that's listening to my voice to comment those words below, Dream Riz. I want to explain you the philosophy behind that, Dream Riz. What I have done through an app, iPhone app, I'm using the same exact music, same exact frequency that you listen to on a daily basis. You know, most of you can't go throughout your day without listening to some type of song. So I'm using the same frequency, same tempo, same beat that you're listening to on a daily basis that causes your brain to be very relaxed in a very malleable, plastic type state. But I'm using different lyrics. Stay with me here. So imagine this. Imagine listening to the same frequency. Okay? Same beat, same tempo. But instead of hearing about love songs or breakup songs or big booty girls, gold chains, big wheels, big cars, big houses, Versace, Versace, Versace. Instead of all that, you're listening to your goals and dreams and desires. I give you an example. So imagine listening to a great beat, a great piece of music, and the lyrics is that you're successful, or the lyrics say that you are now earning $10,000 per month, or you are now. Like, it's all about you. The lyrics. Same beat. Stay with me here. Same beat. Right? Because it's not the lyrics that make you feel good, by the way. No. Like, the lyrics alone, if you will listen to any of your favorite song, and if you would just listen to the lyrics, you won't be so excited. You won't be so motivated to listen to you. Like, eh, that's okay. But as soon as you pair lyrics with frequencies, tempo, beats, this is what allows your brain to not only like it, you love it. And if you love something, you become immersed. You become very enthralled. And when you become very enthralled in something, your mind will automatically, listen, unconsciously hardwire those lyrics in the mind. You with me? This is the reason why someone had the idea to teach children the alphabet by using songs. This is why when you're young, you know, 5 years old, 4 years old, a lot of the learning is done through music. Like if you go to Disney channels, you know, it's always a musical to teach you something. Right? Because of the frequency, the tempo, and the beat. They understand how powerful it is. It puts you into a trance. But imagine be putting yourself, imagine that you're in a trance, but you're hearing your goals and your dreams. And now you are assimilating. They're being hardwired in your mind unconsciously. No work, no effort. And then your beliefs, if you continue to listen to this song, which is your song, with the beat that you like, the tempo that you like, and you continue to listen to it, it begins to reshape your beliefs unconsciously. But what does that mean for you and your goals? Listen, and this is the great part. You begin to naturally, automatically change your actions, your attitudes, and your perceptions about your dreams, goals, and desires. Does that make sense? That's what Dream Riz is all about. Okay? Listen, we've been taught for so long that we have to work hard for everything. Oh, you got to work hard to make money. You got to work hard. You got to work hard. You got to work hard. You work hard. Okay, great. Yeah, maybe you do have to work hard. And then you have a large amount of the world that's struggling financially, working hard, or they can't change their habits, or they can't get themselves to be motivated. Well, I just can't meditate. Well, I just can't, like, it's so many I can't. So, like, just the world in general. They say, well, I just can't get myself to be consistent, right? But how do we fix this? Because that's the problem. See, the problem is not there are not opportunities that are available. There's so many opportunities available to make money and be rich instantly. It's not because you're living in Africa, India, Pakistan, or some third world country. No, it's not because your mom and dad, they didn't give you the right information as it relates to money and managing money and making money. No, it's just what's in your mind, your belief structure. Okay, write this down. TFAR. This is how everybody works on the planet. Everybody works this way. TFAR. Let me explain what that means. Thoughts. Everybody that's on this call right now, listening to my voice, has thoughts. Correct? You have a thought right now. You've probably been thinking about me, thinking about DreamRidge, thinking about my app, thinking about downloading the app, thinking about how music does condition your mind. You're having thoughts right now. You could be thinking about what you got to do tomorrow. You could be thinking about Sunday fun day. But everybody has thoughts. Can we agree? Comment the word agree, please, if you agree that we all are having thoughts right now. But listen, and we got thoughts to being rich. We have thoughts to being in shape. We have thoughts to go to the gym every day. We have thoughts to be married, to be in love. We have thoughts to be happy, thoughts to be stress-free. Those are thoughts, okay? But then you have feelings, okay? Now listen, stay with me here. Yeah, you have what is called feelings. And this is, see, where the music plays an important part, because music is so powerful that it can change and alter how you feel instantly, almost better than drugs, right? Feeling, come with the word feel, okay? So think about it. You have a thought. Say if you have a thought, you know, you're like, oh, I'm gonna make $1 million. That's my thought. I'm gonna do it. It's done. But now the question is, how do you feel about making $1 million? You may say, I feel good about it. Yeah. But listen, but do you feel that you can do it? Do you feel that you know what you need to do it? Do you feel like doing it even though it's not working out in your favor? See, how you feel is going to determine, which is the next letter, A, which is actions. Are you with me? Like, we have a lot of thoughts, right? I mean, of course. Oh, I want to be a billionaire. I want to have a Rolls Royce. Oh, there's so many thoughts that we can have. Like, to have thoughts, it's free. It's free to have thoughts. Yet, how you feel about the thoughts is going to determine the actions that you take. Are you with me? And many of you don't take any actions, because you might say, well, man, I'm not taking action. Yeah, you're not taking action because you don't feel that the thought that you're having is a possibility. Or you feel, sometimes you just feel sad. Sometimes you feel depressed. Sometimes you feel disappointed. Sometimes you feel stressed and overwhelmed. Right? See, the issue is you're not consistently feeling the way that you need to feel that aligns with the thought that you're having, which is causing you not to take action consistently. Are you with me? And then the R is results. See, the reason why I'm rich, I'm worth $40 million, is because my thoughts of making $40 million, I felt good about it. And I was able to feel that way for a very long time. See, you may want to make $10,000 a month, but you just can't feel every day, every moment of your day. You don't feel that you can make $10,000 because life is still happening. You got kids, you got responsibilities, you got to go to school, you got to go to work. You got to pay bills, you're in debt, credit card debt, bad credit. Somebody pissed you off, you know, whatever. So your feeling is very spasmodic, like it's very intimate, intermittent. Like it's like up and down. So when you have a very seesaw type of emotional experience, and you want something, but if that feeling is not aligned with the thought consistently, you don't take action consistently. See, I was able to take the action consistently because I was able to feel like I was going to earn $1 million a month every single month for a very long time, for years. Now, listen, what if there is a way, and there is, to be able to hack your mind in a way that instead of listening to music with lyrics that are debilitating, weakening, and that are just useless. Say if you was able to listen to music or the lyrics that's about you. Lyrics which are new beliefs that you want to install into your mind. How many of you believe that you can install new beliefs? How many of you believe that if you're able to install new beliefs in your mind about your life, about whatever you want, you will actually get what you want. How many of you believe that? How many of you believe that your life is how it is today? It's because of your beliefs. Like, it's just your beliefs. That's it. Like, if you drive in a certain type of car, it's because of your beliefs. If you're living in a certain type of house, it's because of your beliefs. If you're hanging around a certain type of people, it's your beliefs. If you're making a certain amount of money, it's just what you believe. People do what they believe they can do. People have what they believe they can have. Does that make sense? It's all about their beliefs. If you fly coach in that first class because you believe that coach is cheaper and first class is too expensive. If you believe that, you know, you want a Chanel purse, but you believe it's too expensive, then you'll never buy one because that's just your belief. You get it? If you believe that all men cheat, then you're probably never going to be in a functional relationship, women. Men, if you believe that all women are gold diggers and they only want money, then you're always going to have an issue with women. You get it? Because it's just your belief. You just believe that. If you believe that you have to go to college to make good money, then that's your belief. If you believe that you don't have to go to college and make good money, that's your belief. If you believe that you never went to college and you've been in jail a few times, you've been in prison, and you can't make it and you can't have any opportunity, then that's your belief. If you believe that you're a black man and you live in a white man's world and a white man is holding you down, that's your belief. It doesn't mean that it's true. You with me? It's just your belief. That's it. Like right now, you may say, well, I'm broke. That's your belief. You may say, no, I'm really broke. Again, that's your belief. It's just your belief. That's it. And the great thing about belief, they can be changed at any given moment. So Dream Risk, comment that word again below. Dream Risk, the app is free, by the way, to download and use and create your first song. What I want you to do, if you're an iPhone user, we're not on Android yet, iPhone users only, go to the App Store, type in the word Dream Risk. This is what I want you to do, okay? And I want you to create your first song. It's going to ask you what your name is. It's going to ask you what your number one goal is. And I want you to be very detailed, and I want you to be very specific about the goal, okay? About whatever you want. You can make it simple. You can make it complex. And then it's going to create a song for you. You're going to listen to it every day. You're going to like it because it's going to be all about you. In 30 days, I want you to watch what happens in your life. I want you to watch how your brain will do the work. Your unconscious mind will do the work that your conscious mind cannot do. Consciously, a lot of you every day trying to make money, trying to get your life better, trying to figure out your spouse, trying to figure out everything. Well, I'm trying to get my life together. I'm trying to get my shit together. Yep. And you've been trying to do that for 5-10 years and you still haven't got the shit together, right? Well, if you allow the Dream Risk app, the song that you create today or tonight, if you just listen to it, I just explained to you how music is so powerful to the point that it's debilitating to most people. Music is shaping your beliefs, your actions, which is creating your results. The music, because the music is powerful. It puts your brain in a very relaxed, malleable state of mind. It puts your brain into a trance. And when you're in a trance, anything that you hear, anything you experience, it's going to be tattooed in your mind. Does that make sense? I want you to download it. Because the Dream Risk app, the first song that you create, is going to rewire your mind. I recommend to create a playlist of 10 songs. I have 12 songs in my app right now. I have 12 songs. Let me tell you why. Because I have 12 different things that I want. I just don't want more money. I just don't want my businesses to be successful. I want my employees to be successful too. I also want my body to be healthy, fit, and almost looking and operating like I'm in my 20s. I also want to be in love and have a woman that I love to life, that we laugh, we're best friends, we make love together, we laugh together, we have enjoy ourselves together, we travel, we understand each other. That is in the app, by the way. That's in my song. So I have 12, and I just listen to the playlist every day, all day, in the morning, at night. And I like it because it has the same tempo in the same frequency, just like Drake, Beyonce, Tyler, all these artists, same songs, but different lyrics. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? If you have an iPhone, I want you to download it. Just listen to it for 30 days. And listen, if you don't see any changes in your life in 30 days, delete the app. I don't care. But try it. I want you to do it. I want to introduce you to something that your mind and your brain can do without your conscious help. Like, you don't have to. All you have to do consciously, just listen to the song. That's it. That's all you got to do. Listen to your song that you create, that you produce for yourself. As long as you listen to it, your mind will do what's necessary to make every goal, every desire, every dream in that song happen. I've seen it happen. When we went to beta with Dream Riz, okay, my daughter, I created one for my daughter and my other daughter and my son, okay? And my daughter, she's in nursing school and she was struggling with one of her classes. So I created a song that she would do very well on her tests. And I wasn't aware that she was listening to it. And she texted me. She said, "Dad, I did very well on my tests." Because the test previous to that, she didn't do so well. And she said, "I did very well. Now I've just been listening to this song. When I go to bed, I just play it." And she said, "I just did better. I don't know how I did better, but it worked." And that's what I want you to understand, folks. It's almost impossible for me to really explain it to you on how this works. Like, we understand how music works. We understand how we're able to remember the words. But the best way for me to explain it to you is when your mind is relaxed, when your mind is at ease. Say if you're a person that just can't meditate, it's hard. But if you can listen to music, and if the music, the song, the vibration is paired with your dreams, your mind unconsciously will find a way to make it happen. Just like it did my daughter. It's powerful. And all you have to do is try it. That's it. It costs no money to try this. Try it. What I want you to understand is this app, Dream Riz, is revolutionary. It's going to change billions of people's lives. You hear me? I'm telling you that today. So if you want to get access today, go ahead and do it. But this app, in about 12 to 24 months, every student, every college student, middle-aged person, working class person, even people that are supposedly depressed and anxiety, this app will fix them. It would cure, it would change everything about them. And the only thing they did was listen to. You're going to have people that never worked out a day in their life go to the gym every day. You're going to have people that smoked all the time. Say if you have a vice, you smoke, and you're trying to stop smoking. You smoke weed, you smoke cigarettes, you vape. These are going to be people that never thought they can stop doing, and they're going to just stop for no reason. They don't even know why. Just by listening to the song. Because in a song, it's going to say, "I no longer smoke. Instead of smoking, I do this. I go to the gym. I don't vape anymore. I don't smoke weed. I don't need it." In the song, they're listening to it over and over again. Because repetition is the mother of skill. Okay? And they're just going to stop for no reason. I'm just letting you know what's about to happen. It's not about me becoming a billionaire. It's not about me being this famous person changing billions of people's lives. That's just going to happen. It's inevitable. What it's about is you trying something that's new and you realizing that everything in life happens for a reason. It's a reason why all of you are listening to my voice right now. It's a reason why I'm introducing this app to you right now for free. Because some part of you had an intention that you wanted to change your life, better your life, You wanted to enhance your life. You want to make progress. Well, to do that, you have to try something new. I learned this one at the age of 28, 29, when I stopped listening to music. Unfortunately, I didn't have DreamRiz. I didn't have this app. But what took me 10 years to do, it's going to take you less than a year to do. And I get it. You might say, well, that's crazy. So you're saying I can make $1 million in a year? Absolutely. Anybody can make $1 million in a year. Once he have the proper thoughts, the proper feeling, and does the proper actions, he will get those results. Of course. All you have to do is believe. You get it? And if you're trying to get yourself to believe, listen to the DreamRiz app. Like, just make a song. It's free. Listen to your song that you create over and over again. If you want to get yourself to believe something, listen to the song that you produce using the DreamRiz app. You can go to my Instagram page at Wesley Million Dollar Virgin. There's a link there. Download it or go to the App Store. Type in DreamRiz and download it. You'll see for yourself. You'll see how powerful it is for yourself right now. If you say, well, you know, if I can just believe and change my beliefs and get rid of these negative beliefs, listen to that. It will do it for you, 100%. Just listen to it for a minimum of 30 days. Okay? For a minimum of 30 days. I'm not saying you're going to be a millionaire in 30 days. Is it possible? Of course, anything is possible. You have to understand something. Listen, we live in a universe that is unlimited. Right now, people have $1 million in their bank account. And if you say the right thing at the right time, that $1 million can be in your bank account. 100%. There's a dealership that has the car of your dreams, a Lamborghini or Ferrari. If you say the right thing at the right time and do the right action, that Ferrari can be in your garage this month. It can. I'm just letting you know, anything is possible. But what I want you to do right now is just listen to your song, produce it. Like, if you think I'm bullshitting, you're skeptical, I get it. Because most skeptical people, they never make money. Never. And they never have the quality of life that they want. You know, one thing that I did in my 20s, I tried everything. I tried a lot of stuff to make money. I wasn't that skeptical in my 20s and 30s. I was just trying things. Because I said, I just need to be right one time. Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, he just sold it for $5 billion. He says, you only got to be right one time, but to be right one time, you got to try a lot of things. And you're going to stumble upon something that works. What I'm talking about, right, is new, it's innovative, right? It's like some Elon Musk stuff, right? It's new, it's innovative. You might not believe it because you don't understand the neuroscience behind your brain. That's cool. But all I'm asking you to do is to try. Just like you try it. When you turn on your light, you don't know how that really works. When you turn on your TV, you don't really know how the TV works. Like, how just hitting the power button, how does it automatically show the screen? How? I don't know. How does, when I answer my phone, if I'm talking to someone in Colombia, how can they hear me? Like, where's the wires? No wires. We don't know how a lot of things work, but yet we use them on a daily basis. We don't really understand how we put food into a microwave. We put 2 minutes in, then it gets hot. And it makes the food hot. It's like, how is it doing that? Where's the heat coming from? Like, we don't really know that. But we use it on a daily basis. Do we not? My point is, there's many things that you do on a daily basis that you don't know how it works, but it works. Try this because it works. Try it. Download the app. It's free. iPhone users. Create your song. Just design it the way that you want to design your song. I suggest to create 12 songs. Listen to it in the morning. Listen to it when you're on the toilet. Listen to it when you're working out. I do. Listen to it when you're doing cardio. You are conditioning your mind every second of the day. It's just like you listen to your favorite artist. And how you're able to remember that song less than a week. Imagine what happens when you listen to your goals and your desires and start to install new beliefs in your mind about the things that you want to do. It will be automatic, effortlessly. You would automatically take the necessary action. You will automatically wake up feeling happy and empowered and grateful. You will feel rich, even though you have no money in the bank, but you will just feel rich. You will feel healthy, even though your body is sick. You will just feel healthy. You'll feel like you're powerful. You'll just feel that all your sickness is gone. Try it. I love you guys. And I have a feeling that each and all. And can I get you guys to do one more favor for me? Can everybody tag one person that you feel need to download the app? It's free to try. Just try it out. If you hate it, delete it from your phone. I've sent this to my son, my daughters. Send it to your mama, your daddy, anybody. Just try it. When you create a song, send it to them. Let them listen to it. Because it's not just about us. It's about, can we permeate this information around the world? It's new. But it's life-changing. If I have the social proof of all of you that say, wow, I like this song. That's what I heard. When I first launched Dream Res, 100% of people, we have 500 people downloading the first week. They all say, I like this song. If they like it, they mean they will listen to it again. And the great thing about it, the more you listen to it, the more impact it has on your mind and your brain automatically. It's better than meditation. I know some of you don't want to meditate. You want to meditate, but you feel that you can't. It is better and faster than meditation. Because it's enjoyable. Anytime you have an enjoyable experience, your brain will hardwire the information. Anytime you have a sad experience, your brain will hardwire the information. That's why you can't stop thinking about your breakups or somebody cheated on you, somebody hurt you in your past, how your mama cheated, you know? Because pain, emotional pain, stays with you. Because it's an emotional charged experience. But just like happiness, just like sex and success and $1 million. Okay? Listen to the song. How to get it? Go to the App Store. Download Dream Res. I want you to comment below, I got it, Wes. I want you to do it right now. As a matter of fact, I want everybody, if you need to leave the live to go do it, go ahead and do it. I want you to come back and say, I got it, Wes. I got the app. And I want you to keep me updated. And what I want you to update me, I don't want you to update me about everything that you're going to manifest. Update me about how you feel. That's all I care about. Because if I can compel you to feel a certain way for a short period of time, I know that the result that you want will take place. So I want you to go download it. If you're an iPhone user only, go to the App Store, type in Dream Res, download it, come back here and say, I got it. And once you produce your first song, come back to this video. I'm going to post it for you, okay? So you can listen to it again. And all I want you to do is tell me how you feel. That's all I care about. I don't care about what you want, what you typed. I just want to know how did you feel. Because if you felt good while listening to that song that you produce, imagine if you listen to it 10 times, 30 times, 40 times. It's just like when you listen to your favorite song. It makes you feel good, correct? And that's why you listen to it multiple times, because you know that you're going to feel good. So tell me how you feel once you listen to the app. Can I get a yes below? Can I get a yes, Wes? You're going to do that for me? Like, let me be your mentor. I'm virtual. I'm in Houston, Texas. I'm in my bed right now. But I'm your mentor. I'm with you. And all I want you to do is come back to this video. I'm going to post it and say, Wesley, this is how I feel. Just tell me how you feel. Don't tell me what you want. Just tell me how you felt when you listened to the song for the first time. Is that okay? Just comment the word, yes, Wes. That's all I want you to do. Try it. Because I truly believe everything in life happens for a reason. It all happens. Sometimes we don't know why, but everything happens for a reason. It's a reason why all of you are here listening to me right now, even though some of you don't know me from Adam. But that's okay. Download it. Try it. and then come back to this video and tell me how you feel. Much love. I love all of you, and let's go.